Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We're back, second segment, J Foreman, DP Austin.
Can we apologize to Austin?
What?
Because we hit him during the break.
It's the birthday week. Yeah.
Poor Austin. He getting more facial hair the more he hang out with us.
He's getting gray hair.
Lord knows I need it. Yeah. It's all good.
Austin's got to have a check. Have to check himself before he goes home. He's like, all right, leave radio at the radio.
Leave it there. Yeah. Leave it there.
Ready, break. Before we went to break, we were talking about the Celtics up for sale 2 weeks after winning the finals. And then also the Timberwolves have been up for sale for obviously well over a year. And during the crossover, DP, I always said, you know, look, what you see on the court, field, whatever, is most likely a byproduct of leadership up top and decision-making, so forth and so on. And we'll focus on the Timberwolves, you know, right now. And actually, I think, considering the unknown and how some owners will sign a whole bunch of contracts like the Celtics, and I saw this, in real time when Red McComb sold the Vikings, he signed, like, everybody to deals, like, here you go. Well, look at the Timberwolves, right? Alex Rodriguez and his partnership or group was supposed to be owners. I think for well over a year, he was pretty much the owner in waiting at every game. Remember the famous quote where when he was, I guess, almost guaranteed to buy the team, Anthony Edwards is too young, didn't know who he was, and they met each other, so forth and so on. Well, something happened that the math wasn't adding, so forth and so on. And then next thing you know, you see him again after he had been gone. Remember, Glenn Taylor was like, don't come back to your ducks in a row. Do you give the Timberwolves team and their coach, Finch and all them, actually more credit for going that far, considering you don't know who's going to own the team?
Bad leadership. We've talked about this. And we can identify the people who lead in such a poor way that unfortunately the people around them are burdened by them. Like, you carry an additional weight because of your leadership, because of bad leadership. And you're right. Give the Wolves more credit, because they're winning and being great in spite of the leadership. Right. They're going through and going, wait a minute. Okay. We have to fight. It made me think of Clipped, right? With the Clippers. Oh, yeah. And you just, right? You go,
that's your wild boy.
Right? Like, you just go, it's not fair. One, that people are put in leadership positions that you're not built for it. You're just not built for it. And you know you're not built for it.
Yeah.
And then you escalate the damage that you do.
Right.
By being reckless, right? And careless. And you just go, wait a minute. You're not even working from priority one.
Yeah.
Which, again, in most cases, for mid-level organizations, programs, et cetera, you don't know that mid-level is that you haven't decided whether you're trying to win or make money. You can be good at one or the other.
Right.
And not be great at any of them. Bad leadership keeps you at that average, that basic level. Yeah. Like, it's almost the definition of basic.
Yeah.
You're going to take a good thing and make it less than good. And you're going to get it in the way. And you're going to make more drama, more chaos. oh, you're going to forget to lock the door. You're not going to move money from an account to another account. You're going to miss a meeting. You're not going to sign the person that you're supposed to sign, and you're going to overpay the person that you could have paid less for.
Yeah, I mean, it's when you mention the documentary or docuseries clip, I mean, that is the definition of bad leadership, bad vibe for a quarter century, probably, right?
Bad.
Right?
He owned the team
for how long?
Yeah, he owned it for...
For over 20 years, right?
I don't think he had it that long.
Well, Elgin Baylor was there.
Owned the Clippers from 81 to 14.
81 to 14.
Yeah, remember, so you got to think, he had Elgin Baylor, and he was getting his half-price cut.
Right. He in the discount deli section.
Listen, you
made one of the 10 greatest players ever a discount shopper. Like, that's how bad you were.
I don't mind. There's nothing wrong with being frugal, but I think it's just the point of the what you see in Elgin Baylor, and you see it sometimes when he's interviewed in real life, is you've taken his love for basketball away.
The thing that
he blessed everybody with.
Oh.
Like, he's it'd be like me never watching football again. Or me not going to a game ever. Like, don't you get in the house and just like, hey, no football
team. I don't want to watch them.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to watch them. One, you're embarrassed as a Laker, as one of the five greatest Lakers ever. You don't want to be a part of that because you're tied to this other thing.
And you can't go anywhere.
You can't come back
once you go to the Clippers.
You at the neighborhood. Like, you went from the penthouse to really subsidized housing, and they would invite you back into the neighborhood, and you just go, "Nah, I'm cool, bro. Like, I can't."
It's like the person.
I can't even stare at you.
It's like them brothers that be in prison. It's like, man, I'd rather be in prison. You get three square meals. You get cable and all that.
To do what you have to do out here,
right.
That you have to be around people who should be better.
Yeah,
who should do better, and quite frankly, can't and won't.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And this is the off season. We call it the improvement season for teams trying to do that thing. But not everybody's trying to do that thing. Not everybody's trying to win the championship. Like, that's the real part of it. There are people that are trying to be good. Somebody asked me about Nebraska, and I said, that's not even a question I can answer. Because it's off season.
Yeah.
And you don't know whether you're making moves to win a championship, or are you just trying to be good enough to shut people up?
Yeah, it's a tricky, and we're going to get into a little bit of the chicken and the egg thing, and there's no right answer. So, you know, people don't sit up there and hang on every single word. That's a tricky thing, DP, because you could be doing the right things or think you're doing the right things, and then it not work. I think the people that are actually trying to win are willing to adjust, right? And that's what you see. We talked about Jeff Lurie, right? You know, with the Eagles, where they were horrible against inside run. Well, you know what they do? They adjust and said, you know what? You young guys haven't developed, or guys we signed in free agency. One was hurt, and you know, so you got to give them. Fletcher Cox was out of shape. Okay, well, you know what? We like you in the pass rush, Brandon Graham. We like you in pass rush. So we're going to get Houston Spears and Linville Joseph. We're just going to just alleviate that problem. That's adjusting versus like you see some. Okay, like basketball, you
think trading Chase Young away.
I wasn't gonna say that, but I was gonna say like in basketball, Mark D'Antoni, right? You can sit up there and get up there, and his brother. Remember, his brother made the run in the NCAA. Oh, we can trade 3 for 2s. But what you're doing eventually is trading your ability to play basketball in the NCAA tournament for another game to be at home watching with DP Austin.
You would rather win in the regular season to keep the money flowing. You keep your job.
Yeah.
And you will continually have a job because you're entertaining, but you're not overperforming. And that's too many teams in sports.
Yeah.
Choose to do the entertaining thing. We need to be good. We need to get you out to the ballpark. We need to get you to the arena. We need to let you connect with a player. But in the end, they're not going to be good enough. Because they weren't built that way.
Yeah, and that's a hard thing because, let's be honest, they might be billionaires, but it's still business. So they got to make money first, and I respect that. I think the thing that I get stuck on is just showing up and be like, all right, this is the only thing I'm going to do. I'm the only one going to do this.
Pick and roll, baby.
But then there's 9 other people that are winning doing that, and I'm not willing to try to match and go in between. That's where you see a lot of, I think, because – you can tell yourself, okay, well, we did A and B. Why we do it my way is that's not a team. That's a I thing.
Well, Denver did the thing you're talking about, which was the adjustment. That, listen, we can't play Joker down in the post on a regular basis.
Right.
So let's do what we're good at and make everybody else stop us. And then you find out that, wait a minute, we've got 2 other dudes out here that are pretty tough to defend when we do that. And that's good enough to beat everybody on a regular basis. Now, again, they got caught in the playoffs. But are you willing to bet against them being 1 or 2 in the West next year?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, like, I'll bet that they will be.
Right. Like that because of that ability to adjust to the better thing, not just adjusting out of comfort.
Right.
But here's the better thing.
And have to get embarrassed a little bit.
Well, imagine.
They got embarrassed.
The Celtics had to go and get an Olympian. They had to get a third Olympian.
Yeah. Well, they had to get the intangibles that he brought to.
Right. You had 2 of the best players in the world, but you literally had to go and get a guy who was going to rattle their cage. There's some nights when it's his ball.
Yeah.
There's some moments when there's his ball, and not every set of superstars would allow that. Clippers, we can talk about that. We can talk about Philly. We can talk about Houston. We talked back in the day.
Brooklyn Nets.
We can talk about Brooklyn and Phoenix this year. Same boat, yeah. Lakers. We can talk about it. The adjustment this season, somebody will get it right this offseason. We don't know who it is. It may be the Knicks, right? That you go and get another piece that's going to be an adjutant to the world champions. And then the Sixers said, okay, here's what we can do. We know that if we can get another guy who's at least in the universe of those 3 players, we have a legitimate shot.
Yeah.
And Paul George, for what it's worth, is not going to have fear of Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown or Drew Holiday. He's just not.
No.
Then he just needs to do his thing, which was play 70 games and be available at the end of the season. Same for Embiid. Are the Sixers willing to be smart enough to just ride the tide, stay above water, stay close, connected, and then elevate at the right time? Sixers have that issue. Knicks have that issue. Can you do that? Don't get excited at the Garden in December. Does it, right? Like, don't.
You don't want them to be hyped when you go out there?
Hey, I want them to be hyped, but listen, don't empty the tank in December.
Don't have your best game Christmas Day.
Yeah, like, yeah. Oh, everybody watch it. Let's show out.
Worry about opening up presents.
We need everybody to talk about it. They don't even remember how Lynn Sanity finished. Like, they don't even care.
Lynn Sanity.
Like, they don't even care. So it's the change that's required has to be an improvement for the greater good, not just we're going to sell some more tickets. People are going to leave us alone for 8 months out of the year because we're good. We're not great. Yeah. We're good.
Yeah. Yeah, man. That's some good stuff. We're going to take a quick break, come back, quick segment. Top of the 5 o'clock hour, we're going to jump into the chicken and the egg before I got to bounce out of here. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Norman, Old School. We'll be right back.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.